Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 8:03. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. John Johnson, Al Morgani, Rob Cherry with us this morning in the newsroom for the first time in 2.5 years. Al, what do you think of the job Rob's doing in the newsroom with the updates?
It's commendable.
He hasn't heard one second.
Well, I heard. All I heard this morning was that you have 7 cats, which I didn't think I could think less of you, but I do.
By the way, I found 7 people who like pigeons. 7 pigeon fanciers.
I'm just telling you a great story about it. I mean, I didn't keep the pigeon.
You kept one of them.
No.
Pigeon
you wanted
fanciers.
To. No, pigeon fanciers.
Now, you're an animal lover, Al.
Yes, I mean, I do
you
love
speak
animals.
All the time of
yes.
that. Have you ever had any odd, like, non-traditional animals in the household? Like, you're a big dog lover. You've had a ton of dogs throughout the course of your life. Anything that you wouldn't expect?
No. Just dogs and
like I picture
one cat,
you as maybe a fox
it.
Or a squirrel.
No, I feed the fox though. They're around all the time. I just throw stuff out there. They eat it.
You feed the fox.
I just whenever we get extra bread or whatever, I throw it out there and it's gone the next morning. And I know the fox are all out there. So there's I have the I don't know if there's such a thing as one fox left behind, but that's the fox that lives near my house. Fly like a fox doesn't relate to this.
This is an impossible transition, but we're moving from foxes to NBA basketball as the 76ers made the headlines yesterday, will likely again today, and a couple more times between now and training camp in late September. And nice enough to join us on the line to talk all things Sixers from the Daily Six newsletter, Derek Bodner. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, John.
Well, Derek, the news yesterday, James Harden declines his player option for 1 year at $47.4 million, elects free agency. According to reports from just about everyone, he is likely to sign a 3-4 year deal with the Sixers at in the mid-30s per season. First and foremost, Derek, how does this help Daryl Morey?
Yeah, well, so the Sixers have been shopping with their non-taxpayer mid-level and their biannual exception, which are basically two exceptions that allow you to sign players even if you're over the salary cap. If you use those, you get hard capped at what's called a luxury tax apron. So like you have about $157 million to spend, and you can't go over that if you use these two exceptions. So by taking less money, the Sixers can go out there and spend those exceptions on someone like P.J. Tucker. Mm. And I say someone like P.J. Tucker when it's a foregone conclusion, it's going to be P.J. Tucker. And then also somebody else with that lower $4 million biannual exception. If James Harden doesn't take this pay cut, they would have to trade a couple of players, really. They would have had to trade maybe Matisse Thybulle, maybe Furkan Korkmaz, find someone, other team, who would be willing to take on those salaries for nothing. And that's not even a foregone conclusion that you could do that. So by him doing that, you're able to basically add more depth to your team.
So it sounds like it's maybe the lesser of two evils in making a decision such as this. So, Derek, let me ask your opinion here. Do you like the Harden at 3-4 years with a little flexibility, or would you have preferred the one-year option?
Yeah, I mean, look, there is tremendous concern over how he is going to age. I get that. I share that. I understand that. I don't think getting him to take less money and come back on a one-year deal was feasible. You have to give something there. And I think that maximizing your chance to go out and compete for a title right now when you still have Joel Embiid, when James Harden is still a good player, maybe not a star-level player, but a good player, I think that is the right move. So is there a chance that 2 years down the line this could be a bad contract? Yes, but I think that's the risk you have to take. And when I started this offseason off, I said, look, if they can get him back at 3 years, 130, I think that's a win. for all of your priorities. It looks like they're going to come in under that. So, yeah, I think they're doing pretty good.
So, assuming that this comes to fruition and he signs a 3 or 4 year deal, how is he used moving forward? Is he still running the point and we are expecting him to have that burst to the rim? How will his game and how is he used? Is that going to be altered?
Yeah, it's a fair question because on the one hand, I think his one still undeniable elite skill is his passing. So you want him on the ball to make use of that. On the other hand, there is a scenario where Tyrese Maxey is going to be the better half-court scorer, or at least a co-equal scorer alongside of him. You need James Harden to become a little more willing and capable of a catch-and-shoot player, of an off-ball player. So I think you do need him to grow. But yeah, I think he's still going to have the ball in his hands a lot because you need his passing, you need his shot creation for others, you need his ability to run a pick-and-roll with Joel Embiid and to get open shots, especially now that you're loading up, P.J. Tucker. The one thing he does exceptionally well in offense is he is a really good catch-and-shoot corner three-point shooter. Same thing for De'Anthony Melton, one of the best catch-and-shoot corner three-point shooters in the league last year. You need someone to create those shots for those players. So yeah, even if he's not scoring like he was in his Houston days, I think he's going to be running the offense most of the time.
What we are witnessing right now and the decline of the player option and signing to a multi-year deal, do you think this happens if it's a different GM? You think maybe a different GM not named Daryl Morey would say, I don't know if I liked what I saw. I'll let him opt into this player option and then I'll make a decision. Do you think this is exclusively a Daryl Morey thing?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I think when we came into this offseason, I think a lot of people looked at the Daryl Morey-James Harden relationship as almost like a drawback, like something that could get the Sixers into trouble because you didn't know whether or not Daryl Morey could fairly evaluate somebody he wore a shirt that said Basketball Jesus with his picture on it. You didn't know if he could fairly evaluate James Harden. And I think it turns out, I think if there's two reasons why James Harden's willing to give up some money. It's one, because I think he believes in Joel Embiid and the chance to compete for a title. And I do think, criticize James Harden all you want. I think he wants to win a title. And then I think the second thing is, I think he believes in Daryl Morey and his ability to build a team around James Harden, around Joel Embiid. I think he believes in Daryl Morey as a GM. So if he didn't believe in either of those two players, would he be willing to give up a pretty substantial amount of money? Probably not. Now, I don't know if that makes Daryl Morey and the Sixers situation entirely unique, but I do think those two factors certainly played into it.
Yeah. So you brought up P.J. Tucker, who it appears to be a foregone conclusion that the money this is freeing up will no doubt welcome him to the Sixers on a likely 3-year contract. Derek, 3 years, is that the price to get P.J. Tucker to come to Philly?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. Look, I think P.J. Tucker would actually be a really good fit next year. I have a reasonable degree of confidence that the $9.5 million that he would make next year he will be worth. Years 2 and 3 start to get really scary, especially when he approaches 40 years old. Look, the nature of free agency is, unless somebody is like demanding to go there, you almost always have to overpay. And the Heat are offering, I think it was 3 years, $27 million. So in order to get P.J. Tucker, you have to outbid that. Free agency is, like I said, in part designed, you have to overpay. It's always going to be uncomfortable. It is going to be scary in that third year. But I think at the very least, they will have contracts they can use for salary matching purposes. But look, again, these moves I don't think aren't really made for 2024. They're made for 2022 and maybe 2023 if things work out. I think that's the framework they're looking at it in. But yes, I think P.J. Tucker will be a good addition, but I absolutely understand that 3 years is going to be scary for that.
So under the framework that it's the here and the now, this is Joel Embiid's window, this is the last of what James Harden is likely to be in an effective, at the very least, facilitator. You add in P.J. Tucker. This still doesn't seem like a good enough of a roster to represent the Eastern Conference. Or am I wrong, Derek?
Well, I think the way that I would look at it is if the Sixers can win a title, it's going to come down to three people: Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and James Harden. If James Harden bounces back in a way that we don't expect, or Tyrese Maxey takes a huge step forward in his path towards maybe being a star, then they have a chance to compete. And if that one of those three things happens, then the role players that you have acquired here will be very valuable. They will help you if something good happens with Harden or Maxey. If they don't, though, it's all going to come down to those three. So I think these are moves you had to make. I don't think you're going to be able to change the fundamental who you're relying on to win a championship, but I think they're better positioned to compete for a championship if one of those three players do make a jump.
I don't know if you saw this. It came out early this morning, Derek, that Brett Brown has found a job again or has re-entered the coaching realm. back under Greg Popovich in San Antonio. Derek, just in your opinion, I'm surprised. I know, like, the two of us got to know Brett Brown very well throughout the course of our time covering him. I'm very surprised that it took this long for him to enter back into the NBA. And I thought another franchise would at some point give him a head coaching opportunity. You think this was his choice here to go back to be under Pop, or he didn't have any offers to be a head coach?
Well, I think he was still under contract up until the end of the last season. You know, I don't think he probably wanted to give that up. So I think the timing probably makes sense there. And going back to Pop, you know, whether or not this is a 1 or 2 year stop in San Antonio until his next head coaching job, or whether or not being an assistant coach is what he's going to be for the foreseeable future, I don't know. I would guess he'll probably get another shot at some point. But I think the timing of it probably relates to dollars and cents.
Final question I have for you there, Derek. I will hold out the pipe dream, as distant as it may seem. Bradley Beal also declined his player option, elected free agency. Is it a 100% chance that he signs 5 years with Washington, or can the Sixers and other franchises hold out just a little bit of hope he may choose winning over the 5 years and money?
Yeah, I don't know if anything's ever 100%, but I think this one's pretty close. I would be surprised if he's not in Washington next year.
Damn. Oh, well, I didn't like the way this conversation ended. If you want information on all things 76ers, the latest news, the latest stories, I can't recommend enough that you subscribe to the Daily Six newsletter. Just go to your search box, daily6.com, subscribe. It's worth every penny, and it's only a few pennies anyway. Derek, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yep, my pleasure.
All right, great. Derek Bother, nice enough to join us. Rob, I didn't like that. The whole, this is the lesser of two evils. You sign him to a 3-year deal, and you rely on him, Tyrese Maxey, and Joel Embiid to get you to a championship. I don't feel real confident about
this
that.
This is your guy, Daryl Morey. This is what he's bringing.
This is what it is. All right. Mike in Rose Tree is on WIP.
Rose Tree, what's your favorite scary movie? But I'm wondering if Schwarber's the real bat, and Gibson and Wheeler and Nola are enough to replace Harper.
Ooh, you know, Mike, I am fascinated with Kyle Schwarber because he is an all or nothing guy at the plate. He has what, 20 or 21 home runs, yet he's batting .217 on the year. He's the most unprototypical leadoff guy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, right now I'll take him. With what's going on with other guys, I mean, he had a hell of a, a run.
The month of June.
Yeah.
He had a great month.
And that could be a carrier pigeon there, Al.
What?
A carrier pigeon.
I don't know. They said
Schwarber is a carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
For this offense.
And El Capitan, I had some great late nights with Big Daddy, Ava. I really miss him. I catered for him once down at Delaware. Go Cats, Delaware, Villanova.
Yeah.
99.
Yeah, Mike, we miss Big Daddy a lot. How about Rob Cherry? You ever tune in for Rob Cherry all these years?
All the time. Rob Cherry, I like him. He said, why now? And I'm wondering why now myself.
I did?
Why not? Somebody said, you want another cat? He said, why not? Some asked, you know.
I think Jason Kelce should make Canton just for his work with the Autism Challenge.
Yeah. I think he's more than likely to go in on his what he's done on the field as well. Mike, give me someone who's scary, like Mike Tyson. Oh, we lose you? All right, we lost him.
I think he said Rob Cherry.
I think he did.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that, Al?
Well, I mean, it is frightening that you have seven cats. I mean,
now. One of them died, Al. Thanks for...
Well, that's unfortunate, but it still, doesn't change you.
Yeah, but I didn't take in a pigeon.
No, I didn't either. I gave it away.
You tried to.
No.
You
don't know how
Wawa.
Desperate I was to get it out of the house.
Now, Rob, hold on a minute. Just your daughter works with animals. She brings in the strays. Rob. She wants to care for them. I understand that. Did you have the conversation at some point, like, two's enough?
Well, when she brought home a kitten that was like 3 days old, had been hit by a car, and said, I'm going to see if I can nurse this back to health. Don't know if it'll make it through the night. And the kitten survived. I'm like, what am I supposed to say?
You
got to
keep it. No, and then you tell her, don't do this again.
Well, it happened. Well, that was three cats ago.
It's a very loose household there at the Cherry household.
Just a bit.
Don't do this. Oh, another kitten. Now,
meanwhile, Rob got hit in the driveway and she left him there.
They all laughed at me. I got bit by a cat.
She took him to the local ASPCA.
Now, when you got bit by the cat and you told your daughter, what was her reply? What did you do?
That's a shame.
I hope the cat's got its shots. Yeah, that's all.
215-592-9494. We got Hassan. We got Jason. We got Tom. And we got Tony. And then we have you. Five awesome prizes, including a pair of tickets to Phillies Cardinals this Saturday, a signed limited edition Jason Kelce WIP t-shirt, and three other awesome prizes. Mike Tyson, celebrating a birthday today. Very scary individual. Who else fits that category? Also on the other side, a tale from Al Morganti. Dog whisperer? I think not. It's 8:18.
This update brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Braves quieting the Phils bats last night at Citizens Bank Park. Reese Hoskins, solo homer in the third, prevented the Phils from being shut out. It was his 14th of the season. Braves won it 4-1. The game did see Derek Hall and Mark Appel make their major league debuts. Hall's a 26-year-old who was drafted in the 14th round in 2016. He went 0-4. Appel, the number one overall pick by the Astros in 2013, pitched a scoreless ninth for the Phils. Tonight at Citizens Bank Park, series finale, Aaron Nola, Ian Anderson, 6:05 on WIP. NBA free agency starts today. Teams able to officially negotiate with free agents. So James Harden reportedly now a free agent after opting out of his final year. His final year of his option with the Sixers. Reports, though, he will be taking less money to sign a longer-term deal with the team. NovaCare, your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. NBC 10 First Alert weather, mostly sunny today, high 91 at 72 in Philadelphia. To stream 94WIP, get the latest stories and news, go to 94WIP.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 8:23. Welcome back, everybody, to the WIP Morning Show on this fine Thursday morning. It's going to be a super hot Thursday out, 91 degrees today.
Oh, it's going to be
and then 95 tomorrow on the 1st of July. Yep. Now, Rob Cherry, prepare yourself, because all of the poo-pooing that Al Morgani did to you about the Cats, we're going to have to turn the tables on him in just a moment. Hmm. And with that, we welcome back in Ava Graham. Ava, we are wrapping up our first question. What are the final results on that?
What a tale of two very different questions here, John.
Brought
to you by Armin Cadillac. Order a 2023 Select Model Cadillac from Armin, and you will receive a $1,000 rebate. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Well, John, you were right. Which is your preferred James Harden contract? 63% would rather 3 to 4 years at $35 million over the 1 year, $47.4 million.
That is fascinating. All right, what is our new Twitter poll question?
Is Al Morganti the dog expert he claims to be?
Yes
or no? And I'm saying yes. Before he gets into this insane story.
Now, I have received word from our colleague Angelo Cattata, you may not be the dog expert that you claim to be. I am looking at, across from me in the studio, a long-reaching pole, and it looks to be the lid to a cake, like a cake pan lid.
Yeah, it's a basket for flowers.
What is that for?
Hanging flowers.
No. Why is it here?
Oh, so Angelo's dog, Barkley?
Bentley.
Barkley.
Right? Oh, I don't know.
Barkley.
Barkley.
Dog whisperer? You can't even get the name right.
He's big and round, though.
Yeah, the dog.
Round man.
Yeah, the dog. I mean, it takes after its owner, right? Apparently, it doesn't move a lot, right? So.
What are you doing?
So, anyway, this is a nice dog. And he's been complaining because they have to get a urine sample because the dog's had some issues where they want to make sure it's not a kidney issue. Now, having owned so many dogs, I've had experience doing this.
So how do you typically get a urine sample from a dog?
I have one of those things you use in a supermarket to grab something on the top.
It's like a little reacher.
And you put it on with a Tupperware or something that you put under the dog when it goes to the bathroom. It takes usually like 5 minutes and you're done. He's been whining about this for like 2 weeks. I feel bad for the dog. I'm like, it shouldn't be that hard to do. So it should be able to be done in like 10 minutes.
Is it a male or female
dog? It's a male dog.
So, yeah, even easier. There's no squatting involved. It's just kind of lift the leg for the most part.
For the most
part. Or a slight lean. It's not a squat.
Yeah. Fire hydrant.
Yeah, exactly. Tree, whatever you get near it. It's easy.
You would think.
So from what I was told, the sole reason that Angelo brought Bentley to the remote broadcast yesterday was for you to be able to get a sample from the dog. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I love dogs. I figure the dog, I mean, I get along with all dogs. It's like, it shouldn't be nervous. It's like, simple. It should be simple. I'm thinking, what's he doing wrong that this dog won't do this? I'm thinking, what's he doing? He's terrorizing the dog. I don't know. So
what happened?
So I go down there, and the dog was drinking lots of water. We made sure the dog didn't go to the bathroom in the morning. So it's like, dog's been up 2 hours, right? My dogs, you just go outside, they go. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Immediate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This dog, I'm following around with this thing, with Cindy, and Conklin, which
well,
I guess the dog would be nervous about that. Yeah,
Conklin was going to prank the dog.
Oh yeah, Conklin was going to say, "Here, this is how you do it." You know, I'm like, "No, Joe,
down, Joe, down."
Yeah, do this thing. Yeah. So this dog, we walked this dog about literally an hour, and it wouldn't. I mean,
this
and
is
it
during
kept,
the show.
Yes,
you're walking the dog
for like 6 to 7, and walking the dog. Going trees where other dogs have gone, you can tell. And I'm like, I can tell there's no way this dog does not have to go to the bathroom. It has to. And it just wouldn't go.
The most unbelievable thing, John, we all walk the dog separately. Like, we all try. Like, I have a dog, so, like, I'm with Al. I'm like, I'm going to get it. I kept thinking, I'm going to get this dog to go because Al... If maybe I'm going to, like, you know, Al's always the big dog expert. Maybe I'm going to get the pee.
No.
No one got it, and it was because...
I mean, you got a lot
of stares,
though,
right? No, this
dog was
like, I thought it was a camel.
It was, I'm telling you...
The dog was sticking it to you.
What the hell?
Oh, Rob.
No.
Now, listen to this.
No.
So, the dog, we're there. I mean, even at one point, Angelo was like, all right, I guess I got to go. Maybe he's not comfortable. No. Al is great with animals. He knew. He really, Rob. It's like...
Is it stage fright now?
I don't know.
No, I think that they've been trying to get this sample so many times that he is aware of what you're doing. Want to know why? I said, Angelo, enough's enough. The dog is not going to go here. I'm going to take him home. I drove the dog back to his house in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Al won getting this dog in the car, which should have been a comedy show.
Well, the dog's a slightly overweight. Right?
No, it was a small car. I'll put it that way.
Could we have contacted MHS Lyft?
Yeah, because me and Al are literally hoisting. He did not want to jump up in the car. Al was like, how are you going to get him out without me?
What does the dog just stand there and not try to go in the car?
Yeah.
He is Angelo as a dog. He does not move. Every time, too, John, that we'd be walking around with him, as soon as he saw a gate to go back inside and lay down, that's all he wanted to do. He just wanted to lay down.
Well, they say that the dog will replicate the personality of its owner.
Oh, yeah.
So
this dog wouldn't want to go anywhere.
Angelo says to me, Ava, when you bring him back, like, I am a little concerned that he hasn't gone. Can you please let him outside?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, he tells me, it's the door immediately, you know, go to the left and you open it up. So I open up the first door and there's a storm door, you know? So
sure.
I let the dog out with the storm door first. He's gone. Like lightning. Runs away. I'm chasing him with Tupperware. Because Angelo was like, try to get a sample when you go back. And when I tell you, John, by the time I even turn the corner, he's staring at me. Going like a jet stream. And looking at me like in the eyes like... Ha ha ha! Joke's on you guys!
Wow.
I was like,
it's unbelievable.
My God. So here we are making fun of Angelo that he can't get it.
That's right. He's
and
correct.
He's right.
He's right. He just won't do it.
So incredible. So at some point, multiple times,
I don't know what he did to this
show
dog.
In Sea Isle.
I don't know. He had to do something that this dog just won't.
There was someone walking the dog with the long reaching pole and a cup.
It looked like a guy with a metal detector on the beach.
Yeah. Wechter's calling for Angelo at one point because Ange figured it's Al. It's Conklin. It's all these other people. I'm going to get it. No one got it. When I got home, I called Gail. I go, Gail, you guys weren't kidding. You cannot get this. She's like, Ava,
I don't know what they're going to do.
So what's they still haven't gotten a sample.
I don't know.
Couldn't you, because the dog just went, pull out and grab a turkey baster real quick before
what?
It...
First of all.
No. Like, after it goes.
I don't know.
Like, if it was holding it in for 5 hours, you quickly run over there with a turkey baster.
I can't even work with you now.
You need a sample.
Can you leave the turkey baster out?
No. After it's already in, if there's a puddle.
No, you better shut up before they put you in jail.
No.
This just got real weird, real fast.
What the hell?
But I will say, Gail texted me, and she said, said dog like owner, not coachable. That's what she said.
Turkey, but what is wrong? There's something wrong.
You know
with
what?
Him.
I'm not talking about putting it near the dog itself.
No, of course not.
John, we were trying to get a urine sample, not impregnate the dog.
No,
what's wrong with him?
Never mind. I'm just gonna. Hassan and Gladwin's on WIP. Hello, Hassan.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Hassan, have you ever had a problem where you need to get a sample from a dog and it didn't happen?
Never. I'm happy. It seemed like it was fun doing it, but
it wasn't fun.
It was maddening. It was maddening.
Hassan, they have like a cake pan here to catch the dog's sample.
They should have got a big pot.
Did you take the dog to like the ocean to simulate? Because make you.
Oh yes, we went right to the ocean.
Al had so many ideas that usually work for my dog. He followed other dogs. Where the other dog goes. Nope, didn't do that. He knew. He knew. He got us. You win, Bentley.
This thing was more stubborn than Ben Simmons.
I'm sorry, Hassan. What were you going to talk about?
No problem. I'm so super excited about the James Harden thing. The reason being
Wow.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because the reason being is this: now we have that those two exceptions. Now we can sign PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
We could possibly what I'm hearing now. Someone took a picture of Andre Drummond in a Phillies hat.
So I saw that.
Yeah, so hopefully that's a room, you know, that's something. But I'm hearing, like, Mo Bamba might want to come here on a one-year prove-it. You know, he's young, he's athletic, and he's a big that can possibly learn from Embiid. So I think, like, you know, we have a good opportunity to be win a championship.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute, Hassan. You are someone who is typically, you are straightforward. You'll tell us exactly how you feel. You don't live in, like, a pipe dream. So you think that the three-year deal, if it's 3 years, for James Harden with a decent backup center will be enough to put this team over the top in the East?
It'll be enough, because I'm going to tell you why. Remember last year, if we would have took the Haliburton deal and Buddy Hield deal, that would have gave us a little bit of depth, because we wouldn't have lost Drummond. We wouldn't have lost Curry.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have gave us a little bit of depth. We were missing depth last year. Miami proved it to us by the Vinton and the Kraus. Those
sure,
kind of players
of course.
That could come in
yeah.
and get buckets. We didn't have that. We were missing that. So now, you know, with a little bit of depth, I think we could do it if our coach goes a little bit deep. You know, he doesn't like young players, so
yeah.
we have to get some veterans in. And that's the reason why I think they're so stuck on P.J. Tucker.
Oh, man.
He was the toughness for Miami, him and Jimmy Butler.
He was, and he's a good catch-and-shoot guy. It's, you know, the only question is he's 37 years old. Hassan, give me someone like Mike Tyson, who's celebrating his 56th birthday today, who's scary.
Who used to scare me as a kid? Freddy Krueger.
Fred, now hold on, Al. Are we going fictional on this? Can we go fictional? Someone brought up Mr. T's Clubber Lang. Are we allowing this? No, hold on a minute. Hold on. Hassan, hang on for just a moment.
Because Mr. T was fictional.
I know that's not his real name.
Yeah, but it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, okay. All right, fine. Freddy Krueger has now been submitted for someone who is scary, like Mike Tyson. Jason from the Dirty 30s on WIP. How you doing, Jason?
Hey, good morning, team.
How's everything going? You doing good?
I'm all right. I would say something that scary is watching the Sixers in the playoffs, but that's not the one. So I'm going to go with Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's always a good one. Since we're delving into fictional, Frankenstein's a good one. Now, Jason, I'm just curious. When you're hearing these stories from Al Morgani about the pigeons, about the dogs, do you have any animals at home, Jason?
No, I live in a condo that doesn't allow
it. Oh, they don't allow it.
Yeah. But that is a funny story. And I'm definitely not in favor of keeping hoarding for 3 or 4 years. I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah.
I mean, mark my words, we're never going to win a championship with him. He's only holding us back.
And Jason, that's my biggest friend. Hang in there, Jason. I got your info real quick. That's my biggest fear. Alan, that's why I'm so baffled at how many are in favor of the three-year deal.
Because when we talked, I told you that when you try to list the economics of it, it's so bizarre. There are so many ways you can go. Just to understand it is really work. I mean, if you really want to look at it and what it does.
It frees up about $10 million a year.
Maybe
for the
one
team.
Way or another way, or this, or if you do that and you don't sign, it's incredibly confusing.
And it's all based around the time frame of Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
That's essentially why you're signing him versus letting him play another year and letting him walk. I think. I don't know. But who knows what that relationship between Morey and Harden. Tom, Tony, Matt, gentlemen, hang tight. You guys are up next, and then you, 215-592-9494. At the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Matt Gelb, talk all things Phillies. But before we do so, Al, we're entering a holiday weekend.
Ha, 4th of July.
4th of July is
another
wonderful,
bad day for dogs.
The fireworks things. Yeah. How do you feel about socializing on the 4th of July, Al Morgan?
Socializing?
Yeah, it's a socialist, you know, get-together holiday.
Yeah. 4th of July barbecue.
It seems like a forced interaction.
I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. Probably aren't a lot of people demanding your presence.
WIP Sports time is 8:38.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, what's this? No, nothing?
Mm-mm.
I don't even know who it is. Who is this? Oh, it's Cake by the Ocean.
Oh, Cake.
You should have known that,
Al Morgani.
I like
Cake. A long skirt, short jacket. Unfortunately, I ended up with a girl with a long jacket and shorts the other way around.
Wait a minute.
So you got a long skirt, right?
Let me short jacket.
Yeah, that sucks.
Let me. So throughout the morning, we've been busting Al's stones about trying to get Angelo's dog to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And we talked a lot about Jason Kelce and Jordan Mailata and who's the other Kelce? I'm forgetting the brother.
Travis
Kelce.
Yes. Yeah.
And what was happening in Sea Isle during the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Ava, I've never been so jealous in my life because once the show was over, I'm like, all right, well, everybody parts, goes their own ways. They go about the rest of the day. And then I'm following Cindy Webster on social media. And like 11 a.m., I see, you know, beer pong. At noon, I see Flip Cup. At 1 in the afternoon, I see Jordan Mailata singing songs. What happened after the show?
Real quick, I think your vision's still off because all of that happened in the nighttime. But it's okay.
Oh, that was at night.
Yeah, I know you can't read the little time stamp.
Maybe that's what it was. It was the time. Well, either way, it
happened.
But it all happened after the show.
Yes. Yes, it did. Because last night from 4 to 8, Jason Kelce, along with Travis Kelce's brother, and Jordan Mailata, they did guest bartending for the Eagles Autism Foundation last night. And it was an incredible event. Now, listen. I'm same as you, John. We wrap up a show.
Yeah.
Great day at Patty's Green.
Thanks, everybody. I'm out of here.
Yeah, we usually go about our way. Well, they had reached out to me, Ryan Hammond and Mike Ferry, that they had this idea of doing a toast to my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Ocean Drive, Mike Ferry, he's the manager there, and Eagles Autism Director Ryan Hammond, who I've gotten very close to all these years. We're all Sea Isle people, John. Big fans of Sea Isle. Obviously, Mike works there. Ryan has a house there. I used to have a house there. My dad loved Sea Isle.
Yeah.
He wrote for the Sea Isle Times. He could be found at the Springfield every Sunday night with my mom, jamming out to Lecompte. And he did comedy there in the 80s at the Ocean Drive. He did comedy. So I actually was talking to Ralph yesterday. Ralph is now an owner of the Ocean Drive. He used to do my dad's tapes, like for nuns and calling sick. And I mean, like, my dad has been a part of the Ocean Drive.
So did you guys all get together?
For years. So I really wasn't sure what it was going to be like because, first off, we knew that Joe Conklin was leading the toast. We had very little details. I said to my mom, we got to get down there. Went down with a bunch of my dad's childhood friends, some of my 35th Street family.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jason and Kylie Kelce, oh man, what a great job they did on this event. And the fact that they worked in, at the very middle of the event, a toast to my dad.
Wow.
Joe Conklin gets on stage and they start playing my dad's music. When You're Smiling.
Oh yeah, Louis Prima.
Yep. And I'll tell you, I'm still smiling from ear to ear.
That's very cool.
Because it was such a nice moment and my mom got to say, get up there and thank everybody for loving my dad like they did. And it was just an awesomely organic, beautiful event that I hope that they raised so much money for.
Yeah.
I just got to say that I
would hope at some point today, I would hope that we'll find out how much money they raised, which I'm sure is a ton.
I mean, people were buying stuff left and right at the morning show remote. Like, this is all going because they use every dollar in the community for the Eagles Autism Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to say, great job to Ryan Hammond, Kylie Kelce, Mike Ferry, incredible staff, Ocean Drive Poorhouse, Patty's Green. They knocked this out of the park.
Yeah.
You got to go next year. I'm excited that, let's see, they had the Secret Service playing last night. I know Wector's upset.
That was
Wector's wedding band.
Oh, I didn't know it was his wedding band. No, so Secret Service plays Joe Wechter's wedding.
Yeah.
And then plays down and then.
Yeah, they were there last night. Joe, I'm sorry. I know I'm giving you FOMO.
Now, is
really
this, now hold on a minute.
Night.
Is this the same band that Jordan Mailata was on stage with last night?
Yes, it was. And I think we have a little.
Now, do we have some audio of Jordan Mailata singing in Sea Isle last night? Let's take a listen. Oh, he's singing Dead or Alive, Al. on. That's my Lotta. He's so good.
He says,
wow.
He says, I'm an eagle instead of a cowboy.
That's very cool.
It was so much fun. They did flip cup. If you can, when we do the radiothon this year, they have these things that you can bid on.
Mm-hmm.
These girls that bid to do flip cup with.
So for Eagles Radiothon, I guess, was that early September,
yes,
right? It was before this.
Usually, so it's
there was
right
actual, you could actually bid on playing flip cup with Jason Kelce?
Yes, they had these really original things that you could do. And we had such a good time last night. And I got to say, right before I left, after this incredible day, you know, I'm hanging with Joe Conklin and Spins and Cindy Webster at the bar and my mom, and we're all hanging there. And I said, Jason, thank you so much. And he went, whoa, 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 stop. He goes, we got to do at least one shot before you leave, Ava. And I'm like,
that's
and I'm
cool.
I'm like, you know, I got, he's like, what did your dad love to drink? And I said, my dad loved to drink Johnny Walker Black.
Mm-hmm.
So we go two Johnny Walker Blacks. And Cindy Webster goes, oh, I want to do a shot too. I'm like, can you do a shot of Johnny Walker Black? It's like, you know, I'm an experienced drinker. I would like to say Jason is as well.
No. I think I've heard this. Al, would you like to know what Cindy Webster got a shot of?
Buttery nipple.
Wait, what?
She got a buttery nipple as a shot.
Al, your thoughts?
Excuse me? Are we on the air?
So it's like butterscotch schnapps and I think a Kahlua.
Oh, I hate schnapps.
It's like something like really silly. But anyway.
Well, that was Cindy's shot of Jack Daniels?
Yeah,
she doesn't. No.
Johnny Walker.
Yes. She chose that.
Yeah. Chose that, and me and Jason did a shot.
That's great.
I have a video of us doing a tribute. He talked to my mom, and we just had a blast. And you know, it was just. I thank you for letting me.
No. Now everybody in the listening audience should be aware of what transpired in Seattle yesterday, because keep in mind for next year to make arrangements.
Make sure you're not working the next day.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, Ava's got no voice left.
I have no voice because.
But that's awesome.
You know when you're at a bar and you're screaming to talk to people? That's how it was, because there was just such a great crowd. They did so much hard work.
And they raised a lot of money.
And I'm anxious.
Even
to
more
hear,
importantly,
I'm anxious to hear what the number is going to be. But guess what? You can still donate if you want to.
No, hold on a minute. Let me go to the phones here, because I got someone from Seattle on the line. Tom in Seattle is on WIP. Tom, were you at this event yesterday?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't make it.
Oh no!
And I told Angela I'd be there, and I had a woman apology.
Oh, Tom, it's not that big of an aisle.
I know it is. But, you know, you're talking about you want to know crazy people. I have someone that's the most wonderful person in the world.
Okay.
If you get her mad, she loses it, and that's my wife.
You're in the lead.
You don't want to be anywhere near that woman.
No.
When she
Now hold on a minute.
That's amazing.
I'm jotting this down only because Rob Cherry is the judge, and he just said you're in the lead with the most terrifying person, scary like Mike Tyson, is your wife. I'm writing this down. So, Tom, you wouldn't be interested in telling us her name, would you?
Joanne.
Oh, all right. Joanne is.
she is the most wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a kind heart, but man, don't get her mad.
So, Tom, did you watch a Phillies game last night?
Don't even mention the Phillies. They're so disgusting. Every time I watch the Phillies, if a team has a good pitching staff, they're guaranteed to lose.
But
the bats go silent.
Tom, they brought in Nick Castellanos, a 5-year, $100 million. He goes 0 for 4. The man is 0 for the season when it comes to big situations where they need his bat to come through.
Like I said, it's aggravation watching them.
Yeah. Yes. Tom, you know what you got to do? Send Joanne down there.
Nobody left, man. You don't want that.
Tom, I'll put you on hold. That's a good one. My wife, Al Morgani, his wife, a great suggestion for the contest. Someone scary like Mike Tyson. Tony's on WIP. Hey, Tony. Yo, Tony.
Hey, John. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'll tell you what, love your show, man. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Tony.
Work, you know?
Thanks, Tony. So what's going on?
I'll tell you what, with that 3-year deal, they should scrap that idea. You should stick with him for 1 year, evaluate him just like everybody's doing with Hurts before you go ahead and cough up all that money, because James Harden, he doesn't have the heart or the ambition to be a Philadelphia 76er.
Well, Tony, maybe you can help me understand, because it's not making a whole lot of sense to me how there are so many. Some have called in, and our Twitter poll question, so many are in favor of the 3 years over the 1 year player option. Why do you think that is?
Have they not watched the playoffs? I mean, just look, when Embiid was injured, he could have stepped up and took over the team. He should have been number two.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that Maxey, it's just kind of in between him and Maxey, just a little consistency is the issue there.
Yeah.
And James Harden, I do see that. You know, he's kind of, he doesn't have that ambition. He doesn't have that, the care, the heart that we need, you know, in his role.
Yeah.
I would say evaluate him for one more year.
I agree. Sadly, he has already declined the player option, and if all these reports are correct, he's going to sign a 3 or even 4 year deal
to
with
the
Sixers.
Sixers
to somehow help the Sixers by saving them a few million dollars.
Help them finish year.
Yet hurting them by costing them 30 some million per. Tony,
Steph Curry, losing him on the bench for that deal. I mean, that was just a horrible package.
Yeah, you're right. Losing Seth, yeah.
Too much.
Tony, give me someone who's scary like Mike Tyson.
All right, how about the late, great Kimbo Slice?
Kimbo Slice, I'll put him in the running. It's been, I haven't heard, man.
He died. I didn't even know he died.
Yeah, he died. A backyard fire that ended up turning MMA. Now, hold on a minute. We got Patrick on the line. Patrick, were you at the Jason Kelce event yesterday?
Yes, I was. It was a good time. My voice is the same as Ava's, I think.
So did you? Were you there for the morning show, or did you go later on in the afternoon while
no,
he was bartending?
Yeah, we're friends with some of the staff there at the OD, so we were in poor house with Ava and everybody. I just want to say, my fiance and I, we got engaged about, I think, 3 days after Jordan and his fiance, and we hung out with them. And of all the people you meet, he and his fiance may be the nicest people in the Eagles family. They are just so sweet. He may be 370 pounds, but he is a giant teddy bear.
Yeah, we have heard that many times about him. So, Patrick, would you recommend this event to any Eagles fan, over the next couple of years? I suppose next year when they have it again. Was it very as unique as it's being described to me?
Absolutely. And what Jason does for not just the Philly community, but, he's out and about in Seattle. We see him on the beach almost every weekend. He and his wife are just awesome people. So, yeah, don't miss it. And the staff at the OD are special people that kind of help run this thing smoothly.
That's very cool. Patrick, I appreciate it, man. Congratulations. 215-592-9494. We got Matt. We got Dexter. And then we got you. Before we head back to our caller line, we're going to talk to Matt Gelb of The Athletic. Pick his brain. What is going on with the Phillies? What can be fixed? Can Dave Dombrowski do something now? As opposed to August 2nd. We'll pick his brain about all that and more. It's 8:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.